I'm sorry.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Feeling much better. Yes, sir.
How's your hometown young man progressing, Jameis, as you look at him on the
phone? I think he's progressing really well. I think, you know, as the season has went along, you see him definitely, you know, getting better as the season goes along. So, you know, I'm happy for him. I think he's doing a good job with what they're asking him to do, and he'll continue to get better.
What was your message to him when you guys talked, especially when he's had some rough times?
My message to him was just to, you know, just don't listen to all the outside noise. You know, it's easy to get distracted. Everybody's talking about you. Everybody's saying bad things about you. It's easy to get distracted, especially when you're such a high-profile player. And I just told him just to stay the course, you know, and just understand that people are always going to – his name is always going to be out in front. So he just has to just stay positive and stay out in front of it. Just continue to do the right things, and, you know, right things will follow you.
Did people ever say bad things about you?
Probably so. I'm not sure, but I don't listen to it all.
They really cut you after your first preseason.
Yeah, definitely, they were.
What's your earliest memory of hearing about Jameis, like, you know, this hotshot kid or anything?
Hey, my earliest memory of Jameis, I mean, I was playing in high school. His uncle was the coach on our staff, so Jameis would always be around, young kid, throwing the ball. He always talked about, you know, how great he was in the Little League and how he was just dominating the game back then. So, you know, I always kind of kept up with him and knew he was going to these special quarterback camps and he would be now they were saying that he would be a number one pick. So it was just always been good positive things about Jameis and his play, and everybody knew that he would be a really top talent at quarterback, and he's proven it by being a number one pick.
Did you know that he was a huge Eagles fan as a kid and loved Randall Cunningham and all that stuff?
No, I didn't know that. But it's good to, you know, to know a kid growing up from the same hometown and to actually play against him, being that I was kind of much older than him growing up, and now to have the opportunity to play against him, I think that's a great story, and I'm looking forward to playing
What's
against
the
him.
Age
I'm not sure. He may be like 21.
He's 21.
He's 21, so 10 years older.
What does the defense have to do to get from the level you are now, which I guess you guys consider to be really good, to great?
To get to great, we really have to stop the small mistakes. I think if you watch the film, we have one guy with a mistake here, one guy here, and everybody just has their play or two in the game where if we clean that up and if we want to be a dominant defense, we have to eliminate those little mistakes that we can control. And once we do that, then we'll be a dominant defense. And, you know, again, we have to keep up in the turnover battle. We didn't get the turnovers that we wanted last week. We have to continue to do that. But we have to just snuff teams. We can't allow them to make the third and longs when they're in our favor. We have to three and out and turnovers every time we step out on the field.
It was a weird game. I mean, you can tell you about the ball was bouncing off the guy's helmet and block punts. Is it almost tougher to swallow? Does it take longer to get over a game like that than if you just go head to head and get beat? I mean, it's just kind of a fluky kind of game.
Yeah. I mean, with it being that way, for me, it's kind of easy to get over. I mean, you know, you look back at it like, we shoulda, coulda, woulda, here, there, ball here, ball there. But, hey, it's over with. They got us. They were the best team, you know, on Sunday, and they got us. So, for me, it's easy to move on from it. Now, you know, we're on to Tampa Bay and see, you know, how can we, you know, play the best that we've played all year? How can we do that this week against Tampa?
Across the league, running backs are making big plays, catching the ball out of the backfield. I think there were 370-plus catches this past weekend alone. What's the challenge for linebackers in those situations?
Well, most of the time you don't have, you know, good running backs who are really good route runners out of the backfield. And most of the time it's just like a mismatch here, there, or some type of pick route. That's most of the time how they get us, you know, kind of pick linebackers off, you know, out in space. And a lot of times, just like Tampa, these guys run a lot of wheel routes out of the backfield. And you see they have the 1-2 punch where one guy's a more downhill runner and the second guy comes in, he's more of a faster scat back, wannabe Sproles type guys. But some guys are doing a good job of catching the ball more out of the backfield. And it's easier for quarterbacks because, you know, it's kind of easier to target running backs when they're shorter routes.
I know. It's not necessarily your area of responsibility, but they've got some pretty big receivers. I know Jackson's out, but, I mean, Mike Evans, I mean, he's such a weapon. What what do you see out of them on offense? And have they gotten better as the year on film?
Yeah. As you see, I mean, with Evans, as you see, he's a big target, and, you know, they go to him a lot. You know, as you see, he's a big guy that, you know, Jameis has opportunity to throw downfield to a lot, and that's what they do. You know, they're going to try to get it to him as many times as they can because the kid is a big-time playmaker. And when they had Jackson, he's another tall, big target, you know, guy who can go up and make plays. So they have some talent on the outside that, you know, I think, but we match up well with those guys.
You know, Jameis, for a minute, does he remind you of anybody?
I think, you know, watching him escape out of the pocket, kind of more like Roethlisberger type guy, you know, who's kind of hard to get down. You see guys, you know, coming up trying to make the tackle on him, but he does a good job of eluding defenders, and he can run it when he has to. So he reminds me of Roethlisberger a little bit.
You finally got Kiko back, and Jordan's out, and, every, you know, Kiko and Michael kind of still working back, and you were out for a while. You guys, you know, finished the season without ever being at full strength. Inside backer. How frustrating is that? And how do you feel it went with those guys coming back Sunday and you kind of, you know, not being 100% yet?
Yeah, I think and we always wanted all four of us to get out there together. I know that's what, you know, Coach Minner was looking for, all four of us together. It looked like it was a great depth that we had there at the inside linebacker position. But, you know, it's been a struggle all year with different guys now and at different times. But you know, I like the way everybody has kind of managed and picked up the slack. When guys weren't out there, other guys picked up the slack. And, you know, like I said, from the zone, we've all kind of played well together. And no matter who's in there, guys, we just all fit well together.
From the Achilles, it's a pretty short time frame that you're trying to come back in. And a lot of times guys kind of, I mean, your body just doesn't heal faster and it can affect your mechanics with other parts of your body. Do you think some of that is what you've been dealing with this year in terms of?
It could be. You know, sometimes, you know, like you said, it takes a while for it to heal, really about a year for it to be fully back from an Achilles injury.
Did you know that going in?
Oh, yeah, I knew it would be a long process going into it, but, you know, you just kind of hit small goals and keep moving forward. Just, you know, just weather the storm and try to make it progressively get better throughout the year.
Discount their passing game, but they roll with the running game a lot. Is that, as a middle linebacker, inside linebacker, is that the sort of challenge that you like and the sort of matchup that you look forward to, a team that's going to bring it to you?
Right, that's the challenge that we have this week. They run the ball really well, and as a linebacker, we look forward to that. It's feel like that's on us as linebackers to stop the run because they're going to run it, and we know they're running it. They know they're running it, so we just have to step up, blow our necks, and stop the running game. And they have two really good running backs who do a really good job making some nice cuts, running hard, physical players. So it's going to be a nice matchup this week in the run game.
What does he do well?
Doug Martin?
I think he plays bigger than what he is. He's a smaller back, but he plays more physical than some of the bigger backs in the league. You know, he does a good job of he's a guy to make that one cut and go, and he'll test you on the backside to make sure guys are, you know, assignment sound on the backside. He'll put a foot in the ground and go out the back door as well. So everybody has to stay at home and pretty much be gap conscious this week.
It's been a year, hasn't it, now, I guess?
Yes, sir. It's been a year since the Achilles. So Achilles is feeling fine now. Just get this hamstring right. I'll be ready to roll.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Jess.